大家好，我是木木，欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。
This is Lena。
最近呢，娱乐圈的好的消息、不好的消息，真是让粉丝们操碎了心。Lena, do you pay close attention to the celebrities' news or gossips?
It depends on the celebrity.
Are you a fan of some celebrities?
Are we talking about American or another one?
Anyone you want to talk about.
I like BTS.
BTS, it's a band?
It's a Korean band.
好，这个 Zelina 喜欢的一个乐队啊。My favorite band is Coldplay. I told you before,
yeah.
Do you remember that?
Coldplay's good though.
Yeah, now I also like Imagine Dragons.
Oh, they're really good.
Yeah,
I
like
love them.
The band.
So we can say that you're a big fan of those two bands.
Yeah, big fan 就是狂热粉丝的意思。今天想和大家分享一下粉丝的几种表达。
So, today we're going to share expressions about different ways to say fans.
Yeah, 如果大家想要收看这期节目的笔记，欢迎大家在微信或者是微博搜索关注早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字就可以了。另外，我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复福利两个字就可以看到了。
So, first we've got die hard fans.
我在想这个应该是指的是死忠粉吗？都用到了 die.
No. So a diehard fan is somebody who is completely 100% obsessed with their favorite game, band, movie, etc. These people wait in long lines in the blistering cold just to bring home the new thing that they are fans of.
Can we say I'm someone's diehard fan?
Do you stand outside in the blistering cold to wait for things?
maybe. I think about it later.
Well, if so, maybe. If not, no.
就是你能够确定啊，百分之百的确定你非常迷恋这个乐队，你愿意花很多的心思在它上面，并且呢，可能在零下多少度的天啊，你还愿意在外面等着去买它的票，你可能就算是一个非常合格的 diehard fan.It reminds me of a song named Stan. Do you know the one by Eminem?
Yep, I know it.
Do you know the story of the song?
Yeah, it's basically about a guy who was a really big fan of
Eminem
and then went crazy and killed himself and his girlfriend.
Yeah, the lyrics is about the letters the fan wrote it to Eminem. Yeah.
All the letters.
Yeah. There are another ways to say diehard fan like Stan.
Yep, and a hardcore fan. Like, what's an example of a hardcore fan?
You can make a sentence.
I could say that, like, this person is a hardcore fan. They go to every concert.
对，就是如果你每个音乐会你都去，你可以算是一个 hardcore fan. 所以呢，除了死忠粉，除了我们刚刚说的 diehard fan， 还可以说 stan 或者是 hardcore fan. 这里都是表示顽固的、疯狂的、坚定的支持者。
We also have a devoted fan.
Devoted means giving someone or something a lot of love and attention. 就是把你的爱、你的关注全部都给了你的 idol. 在这里呢，我们也可以说是忠实粉丝。Does that one mean more rational one?
We'd hope so. Usually, like, devoted is not as crazy as diehard fan. It depends.
Depends, 就是可能会稍微理智一点。还有我刚刚提到的 big fan, 就是狂热粉丝。在平时呢，我们用这个用的比较多。
So I could say like I'm a big fan of Rihanna, which means that I really like Rihanna. I think that's like the mildest one we would get.
So you do like Rihanna, right?
Yeah, I love Rihanna. She's really cool.
对 ，Zelina 就是 Rihanna 的狂热粉丝 ，big fan of some celebrity.除了这些呢，我们还可以了解饭圈的一些表达。
Like fandom?
Yeah, which means 粉丝圈、饭圈。
Oh, so fandom consisting of fan plus the suffix dom, as in kingdom, freedom, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
is a term used to refer to a subculture composed of fans characterized by a feeling of sympathy and camaraderie with others who share a common interest.
对，刚刚呢 ，Zelina 解释了一下什么叫做这个 fandom. Fandom 就是 fan 加上后缀这个 dom, 就像 kingdom 和 freedom 一样，指的就是粉丝构成的一种亚文化现象。这些粉丝拥有共同的兴趣爱好。并且彼此之间呢有一种志趣相投的友情，我们就会称作为粉丝圈。
Fandom I often usually hear when people talk about like video games or comic books or manga. Not so much when it comes to like stars, unless you got like Beyonce's Beehive. That's a fandom.
The name of their fans?
Beehive.
Beehive.
At least that's what I've heard.
就现在很多的名人呢，他们有特定的名字、特定的名称，都有非常庞大的粉丝群体。这种粉丝群体我们叫做 fan base。
Fan base. So like a big fan base, it means a celebrity has hordes of admirers.
Yeah, 就是粉丝特别多，崇拜者特别多，接机的人特别多。突然想起就是在一些社交软件，这样的粉丝我们叫做 followers. Who has the most followers in Instagram?
I have no clue.
You have no. I heard it's Gomez, Selena Gomez.
Selena, really?
I'm not sure.
I really have no idea. I don't pay attention to Instagram a lot.
Maybe we'll talk about later.
Yeah.
Yeah. 其实还有一些词呢，大家我们想要了解一下。What about the words fangirl, fanboy?
Ah, yeah, I've heard that a couple of times. Actually, I've heard that more in the Korean fan base thing than the actual American one.It's very popular for people to identify as that.
Are they good words or bad words?
Usually we would like to wish they were good, but sometimes they can be used as bad.
Okay. 这个 fanboy 在美国指的是你喜爱某个主题或者是爱好的一个男性，对细节非常在意啊。这个词其实是有一点贬义在里面的。那 fangirl 呢，指的是女性的粉丝，也指过分痴迷什么事物的这种女孩，也是有一点点的贬义在里面。我们今天呢，分享了有关粉丝的一些表达。
So, are you a diehard fan of any celebrities out there?
对，如果大家有什么是谁的死忠粉呐，有什么自己的 idol 要拿出来和我们分享一下的话呢，可以给我们留言分享一下。
So, that is all for today. So, 下期见。
Yes, bye bye.
Bye.
节目听不过瘾，马上升级我们的会员，有超过600节从零基础开始的分级系统课程，一年内直播课无限量供应，包含发音、美剧、写作、阅读、学习方法，让你和老外无障碍交流。原价999元，限时特惠，一年只需629元。了解以及购买课程，请微信搜索关注“早安英文”，回复“会员”两个字就可以了。等等，大家听完所有的广告之后呢，我们留了一个小惊喜，留了一个小彩蛋给大家。如果你想要跟你喜欢的人表白，我们可以怎么说呢？
I say,
yeah.
I'm your number one fan.
Yeah, 你就可以说 I'm your number one fan. 我是你的头号粉丝。